Halacha Gimel in Rambam Hilchis Melachim. The Rambam goes on to explain that one shouldn't think that Mashiach is going to have to do miracles or change things in the world or resurrect the dead. Says the Rambam, no. Mashiach, his job is to restore Torah and Mitzvahs, not a miracle worker. And the Rambam brings a proof about the story that happened in the Roman times, that there was a king, a Jewish person called Ben Kuziva, and he made a revolt against the Romans. He was very successful. The Romans were oppressing the Jewish people, and Ben Kuziva would stand up against them. He based himself in Beitar, as the story goes. And Rabbi Akiva, which was the great Jewish sage, wise leader of the Jewish people at that time, Rabbi Akiva from the Mishnah, from Mishnayos, he would say that Ben Kuziva is Melech HaMashiach, is the King Mashiach. And they all the Jewish scholars went after him and believed in him, until finally the Romans killed him, and it turned out that he wasn't Mashiach. Now, Rabbi Akiva didn't ask him to do any miracles. So from here's a proof that Mashiach does not need to do any miracles. He doesn't need to change nature. What he has to do is he has to be the savior of the Jewish people, and as we said before, restore Torah and Mitzvahs. And the Torah itself will never change, and one can't add in the Torah, and we can't take away from the Torah. The Mashiach doesn't need to make any miracles. He doesn't need to do any extraordinary things. But that is Mashiach. Now, this is the Rambam's opinion. The Ravid disputes the Rambam and argues with him greatly. And the Ravid is of the opinion that Mashiach will do miracles and is coming to change things in the world, and therefore he has a different opinion about the whole story of Ben Kuziva, but that's not the place for it here. This is the Rambam's opinion. The Rambam carries on in Halacha Dalet and says, "V'im yamid melech mi beis David." Now the Rambam is going to describe to us the chain of events, the order of what has to happen for Mashiach's revelation. What happens when Mashiach comes? How does it happen? Now, before we go into the details of the halacha, there are many midrashim and many commentaries that say different things about what's going to be when Mashiach is going to come. The Rambam is a book of halachas. Halacha means Jewish law. That means it has to be the basic bare minimum of what is going to happen and what has to happen is written in the Rambam. The Rambam is the only Jewish Pesach that took all the Gemaras and the Midrashim and Paskind, actually brought to Halacha what is going to be the order of events and what Mashiach has to do in order to be Mashiach. So, if there is a dispute or there is different opinions, halacha is what is accepted. So, we have over here the halacha of what makes Mashiach the King Mashiach. So, the first thing says the Rambam, the King Mashiach has to be based David. He has to be from Davidic descent. As we said in the previous year, in the previous halacha is that Mashiach comes from King David HaMelech, because David HaMelech Hashem swore to him that your descendants will be kings on Israel. Yamid Melech, Melech is a king. That means Mashiach is a king. We do know in other places that Mashiach is a great teacher, like Moshe Rabbeinu. He will teach Torah. And yet, we have over here the description of Mashiach as a king. Because a king is one that does what Mashiach has to do, that is to bring the Yidden back to Yiddishkeit, fight the wars and build a Beis Hamikdash, as we'll soon see. Then the Rambam says, Hoige b'Teira. He has to be diligent in Teira. V'oisik b'mitzvahs, and do mitzvahs, k'David aviv, like David, King David, his forefather. K'viteira shebichsav, v'shebal peh, according to the written Teira and the oral Teira. In other words, as we describe Mashiach, Mashiach is a person, a man, who is great in Torah. He has to be a giant in Torah. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu was the first redeemer of the Jewish people. The same thing, the Goel Achrein, the last redeemer, has to be great in Torah. And studying Torah, that Torah is his life, and doing mitzvahs, like David HaMelech, as the Torah Shebichsav and Shebal Peh, this is who Mashiach is. He is a giant in Torah. Then the Rambam carries on and says, V'yachiv kol Yisrael, and he forces, he persuades the entire Jewish people, Leilech Ba, to go in the ways of the Torah, Ulechazek Bidka, and to fix up what needs to be fixed, to bring the Yidden back to tshuva. V'yilchem milchemes Hashem, and he fights the wars of Hashem. There are wars that have to be fought against the enemies of the Jewish people, the enemies of the Torah, and Mashiach is going to be the one to fight these wars. He's the king that fights the wars against those that hate Hashem, and hate the Torah, and hate the Jewish people, and Mashiach fights the wars against them. We know that there is the Milchama of Amalek. The Amalek, the nation of Amalek that attacked the Jewish people when the Jewish people came out of Egypt. So this nation, there's a mitzvah in the Torah that we have to get rid of them. Nowadays we don't know who they are, so we don't have the right to kill any goy. But when we have the nation of Amalek, we have to kill and get rid of the entire nation of Amalek. And that's what Mashiach will do. As a matter of fact, the three mitzvahs that the Jewish people were commanded to do when they came into Eretz Yisrael were the three mitzvahs of appointing a king, getting rid of any trace of the descendants of Amalek, and to build a Beis HaMikdash. So Mashiach, when he comes, he is the king that will stand up and fight the wars of Hashem, including against Amalek, for example. Says the Rambam, if this happens, if we see that somebody, a Yid from the descendants of David, stands up as a king, and he's great in Torah and in mitzvahs, and he brings the entire Jewish people to go in the ways of the Torah mitzvahs, and he fights against the enemies of Hashem, says the Rambam, Hareze Becheskas Shehu Mashiach. He is, says the Rambam, he is, we can say with assurance, we can consider him Mashiach. He's Becheskas. He can be considered that he is Mashiach. But he isn't for sure Mashiach. This is someone that's befitting to be Mashiach, and because he has the capability of being Mashiach, the ultimate Mashiach, as we'll learn soon in the second half of the Halacha, what the ultimate Mashiach, the Mashiach Vadai, the for sure Mashiach, has to do. But once somebody is Becheskas Shu Mashiach, we can believe in him that he is going to be the one that is going to be Mashiach, and he is going to finish the job of the next three things that have to be done. Carries on the Rambam, im osa v'hitzliach. If Mashiach was successful in fighting the wars, ubono mikdash b'mkoymei, and he built the Beis HaMikdash in its place in Yerushalayim, v'kibeitz nitche Yisrael, and he gathers in the ingatherings, the scattered people of the Jewish people back to Eretz Yisrael, harezeh Mashiach bevadai. He is for sure Mashiach. And what is Mashiach going to do? V'itakein es ha'olam kuloi laved es Hashem b'yachad. Mashiach will then reach out to the entire world and fix the entire world. All the nations of the world will be serving Hashem together. Shenamar, as he brings the pasuk, ki oz ehepeichal amim sofav rura likrei kulam b'shem Hashem lo'avdei shechem echad, that all the nations of the world, Mashiach, will change them into calling in Hashem's name and serving Hashem all together as one. So here we have the psak din of the Rambam in Halacha, that the order of events that has to be in order to determine Mashiach as the Redeemer of the Jewish people is that first of all, Mashiach has to go through the stage of proving himself as Mashiach. He has to be a giant in Torah, and he has to not just be a tzaddik himself, but he has to influence the entire Jewish people to go in the ways of the Torah and the mitzvahs and to bring the Jewish people to do tshuva. Then, if he builds the Beis HaMikdash and brings in all the Jewish people from around the world, he is Mashiach, and then he brings not just the Jewish people, but all the goyim, all the people in the world, all the non-Jewish people in the world, to serve Hashem. And over here we have a clear halacha that the order has to be in this, that the what has to happen for Mashiach to come has to be in this order. So if we now have a question of something that happened in Jewish history, whether it be any false Mashiach or group of people, group of Yidden that have come back to Eretz Yisrael, can we, let's ask, is this, could this be the time of Mashiach? Well, in order for it to be Mashiach, the Rambam has said clearly that it has to be the King Mashiach has to be a tzaddik, he has to be great in Torah, he has to fight the wars and bring all the Yidden back to Yiddishkeit. Has this happened yet? It hasn't happened in any previous generation. Mashiach has to then prove himself as Mashiach Vadai by building the Beis HaMikdash and gathering in the Jewish people. No other process can be considered as Mashiach Vadai. About that we said that Mashiach is going to build the Beis HaMikdash. It's known and it's brought down in many sichas of the Rebbe, in different places, that it's brought in Zohar that Hashem has built the Beis HaMikdash and it's up in heaven. It's the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, the third Beis HaMikdash, that will actually exist forever. It will be Nitzchi, it will be everlasting, and it is going to come down from Shemayim, from heaven, and come down to the Temple Mount and be the Beis HaMikdash. How does that fit with the Rambam's psak of Halacha, the Rambam's law, that Mashiach will build the Beis HaMikdash? So there's different ways to explain it, how it goes together. Whether Mashiach will put the gates of the Beis HaMikdash on, and that's as if he built the whole thing, or that Mashiach will actually build the physical Beis HaMikdash, and the spiritual Beis HaMikdash that is in heaven will descend the spirituality and the everlastingness from Hashem's infinity will descend and enclose itself in the physical Beis HaMikdash. And that's what it means, that Mashiach will build it, and yet it will be divine. Halacha Dalad of the Rambam ends with the description of Mashiach Vadai, that he is going to be the one to change the entire world to serve Hashem. All of the Goyim will serve Hashem, which is a tremendous change to what's going to be, to what it is, the situation nowadays, that the Goyim don't believe in Hashem, and there are many idol worshippers, and over here Mashiach will actually change the entire world and influence everyone to believe and serve Hashem, which that is the ultimate time, the time of Mashiach. Over here there's a very interesting part of the Rambam that actually was not found in many of the Rambams that the Jewish people had for many, many hundreds of years, for the last few hundred years. And the reason is because the Rambam wrote over here something that was taken out by this, it was censored. It was taken out by the printers of that time that could not print something that the Rambam had written about Christianity. Because the Rambam himself lived in a time of great persecution of Islam and Christianity. And the Rambam is now going to speak about how what has happened throughout Jewish history is a preparation for the coming of Mashiach. And from here, we're going to read from the Rambam that was taken out and only now has been discovered and revealed, and now it's part of the Rambam that is printed because now it's not a problem to print it. The Rambam says, if Mashiach was not successful or he was killed, then we know that this is not the Mashiach that the Torah promised that's going to come. And he is like any other of the kings of King David's descent that were good and kosher, and they died. Why did Hashem send this king if he's not the real ultimate Mashiach? In order to test many people. And we find such a thing that Hashem tests people if we are going to stick to our faith. And the Rambam says, even Yeshua HaNetzri, that thought that he was a Mashiach and was killed, the Rambam says that it's written about him in the prophet Daniel, that it's a stumbling block. It's not a true Mashiach. The greatest stumble that was caused because of him, that he was, so to say, the Mashiach, and unfortunately because of him, not just was he not a Mashiach that redeemed the Jewish people and helped them and gathered in the Jewish people and strengthened the mitzvahs, rather he caused that many Jewish people should be killed and Jewish people should be scattered and belittled amongst the nations of the world. And to false the Torah and to change and to persuade people, most of the people in the world, to serve a God other than Hashem, obviously that he is chas v'shalom not a true Mashiach. Why did Hashem bring him to the world? The thoughts of the Creator of the world, no man can fathom. And our ways are not Hashem's ways, and not our thoughts are not Hashem's thoughts. And all these happenings that transpired with Yeshua Netzri and the Yishmaelite, which is referring to Muhammad, that stood up after him, says the Rambam, they are in order to pave the way to the coming of Mashiach, when the entire world will serve Hashem together, all the nations of the world will be changed to serving Hashem. How is this a preparation? Because the entire world is speaking about Mashiach, and about Torah, and about mitzvahs, about religion, about faith. Before, paganism was much more common. And after them, after the Christianity and Islam, there's religion, there's faith, in the entire world, and in all the goyim, speak about it. And some of them say these mitzvahs are true, some say these mitzvahs are not true. Some people say that these scriptures have this meaning and that meaning. Some people say Mashiach has come already. Says the Rambam, however, when Mashiach, the true Mashiach, when he will stand up, and he will be exalted, and he will be the king over the world, all the goyim will return and know that it's false what their parents, what their forefathers told them, and their Nevi'im, and their prophets, and their forefathers have told them, sold them a boat, it's not true, and the truth is, the truth of the belief in Hashem, what Mashiach will reveal in the world.